Let's have a first look at what it says in this morning's newspapers with Ronan Kelly.
The government's domestic violence plan you've heard about in the bulletin makes the front pages this morning. The Irish Examiner says the plan is based on four P's: protection, prevention, prosecution and policy coordination. The Irish Independent says that the plan will allow for the doubling of sentences for assault causing harm. It will also fund a doubling of places in refuges, although the paper says this is far short of the number of refuge places the government has signed up to in international agreements. Justice Minister Helen McEntee, quoted in the Irish Times about the plan, says she's known too many people in abusive relationships who felt they weren't listened to. The Irish Times has another story in its front page common to other front pages, and that's the resignation of Paul Reid from the HSE. The paper says the row over Navan Hospital A&E preceded his announcement. It says there were clashes between the HSE and the Department of Health that Stephen Donnelly and Paul Reid were party to. The Irish Examiner says that Paul Reid is the fourth top health service official to leave in recent times, and in an editorial, the Irish Independent says that the race for the exits by senior management is becoming something of a stampede and describes it as unseemly. There are pictures from the bombed shopping centre in Ukraine, with one of the most poignant being in the Irish Independent by Anna Voitenko. It shows a couple in a hospital in Kremenchuk. The man is sitting on the edge of the woman's bed. Both are bandaged and they're holding hands. One of the smallest photos in the papers today is also one of the most unsettling. It's of a motorised wheelchair suspended by a crane over the water in Dunleary Harbour, and it's in the Irish in the Herald. And the picture shows two rescue workers looking on. It's part of a story about a woman who died yesterday after her wheelchair entered the water there. The Irish Civil War began, as you've heard, 100 years ago today. And John Downing, writing in the Irish Independent, urges us to reflect more kindly on this bitter war. He asks of the reader, which would you have been, a smug free stater or a romantic republican? Two children light up the pages of the papers today in pictures, Maeve Brennan and Adam Clark. In the Herald, six-year-old Maeve is being held up by her granddad James. They're pictured by photographer Mark Steadman, and they're both holding violins and they're both laughing out loud. They're at a press event in the Royal Irish Academy of Music. And Adam Clark is on the front pages of the Irish Examiner and the Irish Times in pictures by Gerard McCarthy. Adam has just raised €11,000 for Enable Ireland, and he did this by walking 6 kilometres. And what's so special about this is that Adam is 5 years old and walks with the aid of a walker. And the joyful photos show two lines of Adam's classmates at Newcestown Primary School in Cork cheering him on as he crosses the finish line. Less cheery are the air travellers reported on by the Irish News, which is covering flight cancellations and delays at airports. According to the paper, one Belfast family were stranded in Palma for 2 nights and had to find their own accommodation. Not much sympathy for that. In the letters page of the Irish Times, where Conor O'Sullivan is recalling his childhood holiday in 1985, travelling with his family through France, Germany and Austria. They were in a Fiat 127 pulling a cattle trailer containing a tent and stacks of tinned food. Conor says there were 3 kids in the back of the car, no air conditioning, no sat nav, no mobile phones. And the last line of Conor's letter, good times.